Joe and Alex show, and Alex, poor Alex, might have met the love of her life and then screwed it all up. We're calling this one the dog walker. What's happening?
All right, so the apartment complex that I live in, I don't know if I've talked about this on the air before or not, but it's super weird because I love where I live, but like I never see people, ever.
You're like the only one there.
That's a good thing though, right?
Well, yeah, I've never seen one person in my building. Ever. I don't hear any people. Like, it's super quiet. No, it's not scary.
Okay.
I love where I live.
I can picture Alex living in a haunted house of some sort.
Yeah, no, I love it. And so, you know, I've just gotten used to when I'm walking out of my building or whatever that I never see anyone. And so I had my face down and I was walking out to get food on Monday. And if you follow us on Snapchat, the radio station, Radio Now 1009, you already have had a great preview of this because after the show, all of us kind of post about on Snapchat what's going on in our life and everything off the air. So if you ever want to know things ahead of time, that's a good place to find out. So I was walking out of my building to grab some food to go, and I immediately like almost run into this dude. And I'm like, whoa. And I look up slowly. And at first, my face is down. So I see this guy's shoes. And he has, like, really cute sneakers on. Like, like my type of shoes.
Like,
and
what are cute sneakers? Like, I've got on some
Nikes.
I don't
even remember. I just remember thinking this guy's cute. Immediately, I knew. It like, a feeling came over my body. I was like, this is a hot guy. And then he had joggers on, like jogger sweatpants, which are my jam.
Where you can see his junk flopping left and right?
No.
Gray sweatpants now.
I don't remember what color. I literally, like, it's all starting to become fuzzy, which I'm freaking out about.
This is not good.
Oh, I'm starting to forget. But he had joggers on. I just knew that his outfit was cute. He had a snapback on backwards, which you know is like my ultimate turn on, a guy in a backwards snapback. And I remember looking at his face, and he was brown hair, bearded, brown eyes. My type. This guy was the type that I've been searching for, and I can't find an Indy.
And he was right there.
He was right there.
You should have grabbed him and put him in a bag and took him home.
See, and I put an example of this on Snapchat too, which we can do again if you missed it on Monday, Radio Now 1009, of what my type is, so you know. It's like, it's very like, I don't know, like.
It's like the brawny man.
Utah.
You should definitely do it again.
No. You, like, guys that are from, like, Utah dress like this. I don't know how to explain what it is. It's
Mormon?
Like Justin Bieber and Kanye West, not Mormon.
Producer Mike Kane, I thought the same thing. Like, a Mormon guy? Okay.
He's wearing the Mormon underwear.
Oh, yeah. Stop it. You're doing it to me. Don't do that again.
He had the look, y'all. Okay, so I immediately look up, and he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And he's so hot. He's walking his dog. I don't even remember what kind of dog it was. Don't ask me. I was staring at his face.
You sure there was a dog?
There was a dog. Okay. I saw it in my peripheral, but I was like staring at
like
his face.
Like maybe he had like a little hairy kid on a leash.
No, it wasn't a hairy kid. It wasn't Jumanji, okay? So so I look up, and normally your reaction when you accidentally like almost run into somebody, you're always like, oh, it's okay, or you know, so sorry, or my bad, or whatever. Nothing. It is like crickets.
Oh, he was probably mad at you.
I just stared at him, and I feel like my face was like, I had a shocked face, like, you know, and it probably looked like a resting bee face, because I just was so at a loss for words because his hotness took my breath away. And so he just kind of was like, all right. So then he just like kept walking, and I was like, in my head I was like, no, don't go. But I like
but
missed my opportunity.
You couldn't say anything. You were like tongue-tied?
Yes.
That never happens. Alex,
I know.
Never quits talking.
So it was such a cute opportunity, because it's like you bump into each other, and it was like such a good opportunity to be like, oh, I've never seen you around here before.
Funny seeing you here.
So I immediately just like, I didn't know what to do, so I just like walk in my car, get in my car. When I sit in my driver's seat, I turn around and look. He was turned around looking back at me.
Oh, so he was checking you out.
Well, he was trying to be like, who's that girl, I think, but like he can't see. I have tinted windows.
Maybe he was like, I've never seen anybody else here except for me and my dog.
Well, maybe, but I didn't get a good look to see if he had a ring on or not, but like for all I know, he's probably married or he's gay or both, and I just, you know, it won't even matter, but.
Or he could be a Democrat.
But I came up with a plan, I think, genius, to run into this guy again. Okay?
So you're going to try to meet him again. Okay.
So immediately I called my best friend, Lauren. I was like, Lauren! I was like, I just ran into the hottest guy. He was walking his dog. And she's like, well, you know what we should do. And I was like, are you thinking what I'm thinking? She's like, yes. So she's like, I have a dog. So she has a pug named Molly. And she's like, dog walkers have a routine. Anyone that owns a dog has a routine. You know, they always take their dog out the same times during the day because, like, you do it before you go to work and then the, whatever time you get out
when I get home from work. When I get home every day, I let Benny and Paddington out.
Exactly.
So they go pee. Yeah.
So he was probably had just gotten home from work. It was right before 6 p.m. And that's his routine, is that every day during that time he walks his dog, right? Mm-hmm. Well, maybe he's new there. That's why I've never seen him before. He just moved in. So that's why I've never seen him before. So she said, I come out, I'll bring my dog over. You can borrow it. I'll hide in your apartment.
And renting a dog now.
Yeah.
She said, borrow my dog.
Yeah, you can borrow my
dog. And you hate dogs.
And I hate dogs. I am not an animal person. I don't even like to touch them, let alone walk them or anything.
Alex doesn't even like hot dogs.
So, no, I do like all beef hot dogs. So, I was like, okay, this is genius. So she's like, I'll bring Molly. You walk her and see if you can bump into him so that, you know, he'll talk to you or whatever. And you can be like, oh, hi. Like, I think I saw you the other day or whatever. But then I started thinking and overanalyzing this, like I famously am known for. Wouldn't a guy be less likely to talk to me if I'm with a girl or anyone else? Because he's going to be like, oh, like I would talk to that girl. She looks cute, but like she's with her friend. I don't want to interrupt.
I don't think he would ask you on a date just if there's two there. But I feel more comfortable talking to two women, and that's why I don't scare them. If it was just you, I'm like, hi, you'd be like, ah! And you'd run away. I'd feel comfortable in a group. You wouldn't think I'm going to do something.
So here are my three options that I need your help. 317-239-1009. I am determined to bump into this dog walker
Alex
again.
Has got options now. Okay.
We've got option A, which is I walk the dog by myself. It's the best case scenario to get this guy to talk to me. Option B, which is my friend Lauren and I walk the dog together and hope that he comes up to both of us and talks to us. Specifically me. Option C would be I don't walk any dog because that's stupid because I don't even like dogs, because then isn't he later going to be like, wait, what happened to that dog? If let's say we date and we fall in love.
You could say it died.
I could say I ate him. I mean, what am I supposed to say about the dog that mysteriously vanished? So option C would be I don't walk any dog. I just wait all the way till like summer and hope I bump into him like at the pool in our apartment complex or something.
Is there like 700 units in that building or what?
I mean, yeah, it's quite a bit.
Oh, it's huge. Labyrinth. Yeah, it's not like 5 units or anything.
Right. So,
you're just going to have to, I think you should add option D, and that is hang out by the walking trail and say hi.
You think?
I think because summertime, if he is single and not gay and not a Democrat, then you're gonna miss out. Like, what if some other girl scoops him up? And faking the dog thing, I get it. Guys do stupid stuff all the time to impress girls.
You don't think that's the best way? But if I'm just like, what am I supposed to do? Aimlessly walk around looking like I have to be doing something.
He might think you're a weirdo. Like, wait, this girl borrowed a dog or had a dog just to meet me?
But if we fall in love and date, he's going to be like, that was cute. That was a cute story. Like, you really wanted to bump into me again.
Aren't there common grounds on the premises like pool or like a lounge area or something?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So should I not walk the dog at all, but then wait months and months till it's summer till I can hopefully bump into him at the pool?
No, you just go outside.
Go along where he walks at, like by that trail or where you saw the dog.
But I'm not doing anything. I can't just stand there looking like a freak.
Leave something outside your door then. As if it was a package.
I'm on the third floor inside. There is no door.
Where did you see him?
I walked out of the front door of the building, but...
Then walk out of the building and in out of the building that same time, every time with mail in your hand. There you go.
You just said that you were sitting in his car, you looked back and you saw him. Sit in your car.
Boom. Genius right there.
I
producer
don't think
Mike
so. A. No.
All right. 317-239-1.
No, I'm going to get a fake dog and just walk
yeah,
it around.
That makes more sense. Yeah. I'm gonna borrow somebody's dog. 317-239-1009. Which one of those options did Alex do?